Welcome to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
You are listening to Resettled Radio, brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host for the day, Galwak Shul. And this is a very great day today. Today is Saturday, the 26th, May 2018. I'm going to bring you the music from all over the continent of Africa, because today is a special day in Auckland where African communities in Auckland come together and celebrate the unity, diversity and freedom in Auckland. And I will bring you music all over the continent. And this is Lucky Dube, Different Colors, One People. And that's the purpose for the day. Welcome back to our radio live, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm yours, Galwak Shul. And we have been talking about the music. Yes, music brings people together. And today is a great day here in Auckland. where communities from Africa, from African continent, come together and celebrate the diversity and the culture heritage of Africa. So even now, I'm in the studio, but the performances are going on live performances. A lot of good music, food, and networking. MP for Manalbari there. A lot of dignitaries and a lot of community workers. If you have never been there, it's good to catch up a little bit there, and then you will know a lot of people. It's amazing, it's going out there. Very great. And I think the way that the African people have come together is very symbolic. They have been doing this one for like, I don't know how many times now. Every year they do it. So I think they have done it. I have attended twice, last year and this year, and it's always the same. Fantastic, and has never been boring. And if you have time, so the African cultures, they do their cultures here under the African Community Forum, ACOFI, is the one organizing all these diversities to come together and celebrate our culture, the African culture, African heritage and freedom and unity. And one of the things they are here is to celebrate the contributions African have made to New Zealand economic. It is true that most of the Africans came from refugee backgrounds. Some of them lived in refugee camps for a long time. And when they come to New Zealand, this is a great opportunity for them to flourish. And New Zealand has given an opportunity, a good opportunity to former refugees to be themselves and enjoy the peace of this country. And this is a prayer for all the communities that may God give New Zealand the peace the communities want. And it has been peaceful. So we have the music from Senegal, we have the music from Ghana, we have music from Nigeria, from Kenya, from Tanzania, from South Africa, from Mali, all those countries. So it's amazing. And there are games there too, you know, people. Red Cross is doing an amazing job there, keeping people busy with the games. They have a game there. You have to tell as many as possible, many countries in 1 minute. So the winner would win like Red Cross, two Red Cross mugs, and a lot of other prizes, including Ethiopian coffee and a lot of things, pens and a lot of prices in there, just 50 cents, $2 coin. It's just for the donation because Red Cross is always doing an amazing job by doing the humanitarian work. And every bit you put in there, so it's something, you know, it's not a waste because it's going to help somebody. Like I said before, I'm going to entertain you with all the music, with the music from everywhere in the continent. And now I'm giving you Basoku Kovete by the artist named Bala. Bala is from Mali and is a very good artist, and I hope you're going to enjoy Basoku. Enjoy. Thank you.
say I may able to marry the mall. Bulla say I may able to marry the mall. Gaulo, gaulo, gaulo. Magi, ways gaulo.
Bagatolo, singatolo, kulko di fonto, mola wan yoswe. Nene mkila tete, bagatolo, singatolo, kulko di fonto, mola wan yoswe. Mande ti mei khalel, ramla tambali won, ubandura matete man. We ram the love of who am I on to your ballet? Who better their gun? Yeah, when you're ready. Iliman, my bike, but I saw the book, my idea. Million Gaulo, yeah, when you're ready.
That's one of the music that I'm playing from Senegal, all the way from Senegal in West Africa, and it's played by Jibril Diop. Jibril Diop, and is music, very popular music in Senegal. If you don't know Senegal, Senegal is one of the African countries in West Africa, one of the tiny countries in West Africa, but it's rich in culture, music, and all you get it. They speak French, and I hope the music is in French. I don't speak French, and if you don't speak French, you know, we are in the same page. But with music, you don't need a translator, so you go with a beat. That's all about. And today, they call it African Day Festival. African Day Festival is celebrated once a year by African communities in Auckland. And this is to celebrate the peace, the unity, the culture, cultural heritage, and the freedom. It's in fact, we came here with a lot of difficulties, but we all find the peace we want. Things don't get completed in one go. you have to support, and you have to support one another. You have to be one brother's keeper, and this is all we need in the community. So we help one another. This diversity, that's what Auckland stands for. And Auckland is one of the diverse cities in the world. And this is the diversity we want to preserve, and we want to continue with that, put more flavor into the diversity that we have already. So if you have been today in this celebration, you can be amazed by the variety, wide variety of different people from different countries all over the world. And now there are a lot of French people, a lot of Caribbean people, and a lot of Africans, and a lot of Kiwis there. You know, they say culture connects people. Culture connects people. Music is a culture. So music connects people, and it has connected a lot of people today. And that's what it's all about. Today is all about fun. It's all about joy. It's all about be together, meet people you never know. And, yeah, and that's a day. Well, day is spent. And that's what it is. This is going on now. If you have any time, you can go to 740 Sandringham Road in Mount Roskill. So the music is going on live performance. Those boys from South Africa brought it on, like what it is, a lot of dances, a lot of food there, a lot of friendship there. And Mount Albert local MP is there, try to meet the community. So it's a very great day. You can go and have fun. That's what the day is all about. And, you know, it's very good to be out there. So, this is a music from Africa. It's called Gabala. By Ali. So you can enjoy. I don't know where he is from originally, but you know the music is good. Enjoy. This music is from Somalia. Somalia has been in a war for a long time, but this is the richness they have added in the music. I'm your host for the day, Galwa Kshul, and I will be bringing you music from all over Africa, because today is Africa Day Festival, celebrating the diversity of Africa, unity, peace, and cultural heritage.
Soda dale, kasiti gobol ka fafa wat ka soda dare nuka waya dunura ay ka soda dare mal kilagu dare day lagu habiya dahya kuwa ha nuka waya dunura ay ka soda dare kulla ferde ha shavele ha orra hayda ha wat ka soda dare nuka waya dunura ay ka soda dare ya dahya kuwa ha ulka yaal dundura neka soda dare gobol ka dolo gobol ka chara gobol ka liwa neka soda dare ulka yaal dundura neka soda dare laamal kilagu dare deed lagu kushiya dahya kuwa ha ulka yaal dundura neka soda dare soda dare nuka waya dundura neka soda dare laamal kilagu dare deed lagu habiya dahya kuwa ha nuka waya dundura neka soda dare neka soda dare nuka waya dundura neka soda dare laamal kilagu dare deed lagu
that music is from Somalia, and I don't know what it means, but like I told you before, music is music. You don't need to be translated into it, so it goes with the flow. And today is African Day Festival. Music is going on there at Wesley Community Center, 740 Sandrungam Road. And it's a lot of music, a lot of food, and a lot of sales. There are a lot of stalls, and businesses are there. Agencies are there. Non-governmental agencies are there. I saw Labour Party registering members, so that's good. You know, you can go anywhere and look for people. That's what it is. It's all about networking. So a lot of networking has been going on. A lot of food has been cooked, actually, and it's a cultural food, cultural dish from Africa. A lot of injera from Ethiopia. If you have never eaten injera food or Ethiopian food, it's a very good food. They call it injera, very nice. It's like a big bread, but it's not a bread, and made out of wheat, and not just wheat, but, you know, it's grains. And it's well cooked. There's a vegetarian injera, not just vegetarian injera, but, you know, the soup and stew and the lentils and all of that, you know, it goes all the way to vegetarian. And there's Ethiopian coffee. Ethiopian coffee is one of the best coffees. Not just one of the best, but it's the best in Africa. It's the best coffee. And I have seen a lot of people are taking it, you know, one shot, two shots, and then the flow goes on. It's very nice. So a lot of businesses are there selling things, and a lot of African women are there selling the hair, the lotions, the African stuff all the way from Africa, attire, clothing, African clothes, a lot of them. So, you know, it's all about supporting the community, and this is the community. What is a community anyway? Community is just a group of people having a common purpose, and there's a community. And Manrasco is so rich in that. So there's a small United Nations right there. And if you have been there, if you've never been there, please, I would urge you to go. It's so good. You will not be bored. A lot of live performances. Young boys are doing it right from South Africa, from Zimbabwe, from, like, everywhere. So it's good to be there. The weather has been good today, not like the way we expect it should be, because we thought it's going to rain, but you know it has not rained. Thanks. Although there have been some drops today, but it's not that bad, and yeah, so good. So yeah. So I will be giving you the music from the continent of Africa, like I promised you before. Please go. Don't get bored. This is Titi Jingam Fam, one of the Africans best singers.
Yeah. non, lui.
Je m'appelle Coupé Coupé Bibamba.
Non, l'autre. Préparez-vous, car les bonnes choses ne durent jamais. Attention, le top des top revient en colère. Bombe de la Nasuke en Chile. Bombe de la Nasuke en Chile.
If you have just tune in. You have been listening to Resurrect Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host for the day, Galwa Xul. And we have been talking about music, and the culture. And culture unites people, and the music is a culture. Today is African Day Festival, celebrating the diversity of Africans and the unity and the peace and freedom. Back there playing is Koffi Lungoma from Congo. He's a popular Congolese musician, a very international man in music. Now we are approaching the end of our program, but before we come to the end of the program, I have to announce to you what is coming up, the events that are coming up. Maybe next month, 1st of June, ARCC is going to host the resettlement portraits. We will be holding this in Auckland Library. And, there will be food and drinks and dances and cultural performances from various communities. We don't know how many communities are going to perform yet, but there will be a lot of dances from different communities. And this is the amazing thing about ARCC. So people come from different backgrounds, different cultures, different heritage, and different tastes of every bit of it. And after the June... June 1st is about the celebration of what we have brought in New Zealand. You know, we are telling it in a different image, in a different angle, because we will be telling the history through the image. It is telling us how far the person have gone. Somebody who came to New Zealand as a refugee and now, you know, is a business owner or is an employer or is employed or is looking for employment yet. You know, things like that. That's a change right there, because there's a journey that has taken place. And, you know, it is something that we have to acknowledge and we have to recognize. And this is what we will be doing on June 1st in Auckland Library. We thought that should be Human Library, according to what we have agreed with what should take place. But Human Library will not be there. And Auckland Library... We'll try to find a time when this human library will take place. Human library means you tell your own story and people will listen to you. So instead of reading the book, so people will be there telling their stories, which is something amazing. We are thankful to Auckland Library for hosting us this year, for giving us the opportunity to use their facility. And it has never happened before. And so since we come from a community, a grassroots community-based organizations, we are so thankful. And we hope we will continue with the relationship. Last year, we were hosted by New Zealand Maritime Museum. And, you know, we could not thank them enough. They have been giving us all the lift up, the tools, and everything, and all the support. So thanks to New Zealand Maritime Museum. It has been a long journey together. You have been helping us a lot, and we look forward to meeting you again. Then on June 20th will be the closure of the exhibition. So all those photos, colorful ones and different cultures. And what we will do, there will be a photo and then the background of the country that culture come from. If it is a tribe, that tribe name will be there. And so a lot of things, you know, not just a photo, there should be a brief history of where that person comes from. And that will give you idea, you know, how long the journey has taken for that person to come to this country. It's very amazing. We call this resettlement portraits, and it's very amazing. And also, June 20, that will be the closing of the resettlement portraits. So we will close it on June 20, and June 20 is going to be a World Refugee Day. So World Refugee Day will be celebrated, hosted by ARCC. There's another World Refugee Day on the 23rd of June, hosted by New Zealand Immigration. Immigration New Zealand will be in charge organizing it, and communities will go there too. But we want to give this opportunity of celebrating the World Refugee Day on the 20th of June, just right on the time of the day. World Refugee Day is always celebrated on the 20th of June. And the reason we put it there, because we are closing the exhibition on the 20th of June, and it is a World Refugee Day, so we don't want to come back the next day to celebrate the World Refugee Day when it is the exact time on that day. So our communities will come there too, you know, trying to entertain the communities. There will be music, there will be food, and there will be drinks and a lot of fun. So I heard that you come there. If you don't know where the address is, maybe you can try to find or look up the Auckland Library. I think it's in the city, in Auckland City, and you can find us there. Whenever you cannot get there, just give us a call. We will direct you. Call us at 09-846-0110 or email us at admin@arcc.org.nz, or just go to our website at www.arcc.org.nz, and then you will find a lot of things there. Also, ARCC is redesigning the website, the ARCC website. And so on Monday, ARCC is going to launch the new website. And so we will be live with the new website. It's flashy, it's good. And I know a lot of people want to donate from us. They want to donate to us from online and from our page online, from our website, and we do not have the donation button there. But this time, with a new design, with a new website, we put everything there. We have a donation button where you can just click and donate. Simple as that. And I hope everything will be fine. If you cannot get done well there, so please don't hesitate to drop in a few lines through email at admin@arcc.org.nz or call us 09-846-0110. So we will be happy to have a conversation with you, and this is what will be happening. So that's a lot of things. So please bear with us. Today's African festival, celebrating the unity, the diversity, the culture and heritage of Africa, and the peace the New Zealand has given us. This is Observed in Thought, very good music, one of the best African music. I hope you're going to enjoy it.
When you get to trouble, you open up your mind.
My colleague Pierre Bat is not in the studio with me this Saturday, but he will be back live again on Saturday next week, and we will take you through all the stuff we have. Also, if you want to help somebody, if you want to teach somebody how to drive, helping that person by giving him or her all the excitement and the happiness through your help, please don't hesitate to come to us. We are in need of the people who can teach people how to drive a car. We have a lot of learners, but we don't have people helping them. It is time, whatever you volunteer, whether it's 30 minutes or 1 hour or 2 hours, that's very much welcome, and we are in need of that. The commitment, we need 2 hours commitment, 2 hours a week to teach somebody. But if you don't have that time, whatever you have is very much appreciated, and we are looking for people who can help other people teach how to drive. So whatever time you have, please don't hesitate to come to us. So until next Saturday, I can say bye-bye from the studio now, and I will leave you with some music here until the time goes off air. See you again next Saturday. And bye-bye and stay warm.
Dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's on.
Africa. Zamina mina, eh eh, waka waka, eh eh. Zamina mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa. For Africa. Samina mina, eh eh, waka waka, eh eh. Samina mina, sakalewa, anawa, ana. Samina mina, eh eh, waka waka, eh eh. Samina mina, sakalewa, it's time for Africa.
Doing that. What is that?